Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, my next guest is wedded to the sea. She began surfing at the age of 4 up in Rosnaula across the bay here in Donegal. She holds a PhD and is passionate about women's rights. Her new book, Ebb and Flow, discusses how water has the power to heal, inspire and offer meaning to us all. Great honour to welcome here to Down to Business, Eiske Britton. How are you, Eiske?
Oh, thank you. Delighted to be here, close to my namesake.
Yeah. So we'll start with that. What a beautiful name, Eiske, and was called after your dad, Barry's favourite wave. Is that right?
Yeah. So Eiske has this amazing surf spot. And yeah, I'm named after a wave. Really speaks to having salt water in my blood, pioneering surfing parents. What I also love about the name, of course, it comes from the Irish for fish, associated with the very important Salmon River that flows out there, that gives shape to the waves and the reef. And that whole mythology around the salmon of knowledge and how important the meaning is in that for understanding our ecological connection to places.
Right.
So growing up, I always had this understanding as a surfer intuitively of the importance of how all these elements interact and being shaped by the tide, spending a lot of our time on the reef at Eiske waiting for the tide to come in or out to surf waves. And then with a myth like the Salmon of Knowledge, it really speaks to a time when our ancestors paid so much closer attention to other species, to the more than human world, and understood that our health is completely dependent on the health of the river and our waters. And so I think that knowing was in there within me, and now it's come out in my writing very strongly and in all my work.
Yeah, and like your story is really unique in that your grandmother brought 2 surfboards from Los Angeles back in the 60s. Your father and his brothers then all were the first sort of surfers in this country, and you grew up around surfing. You probably didn't think it was any different, but you learned to surf when you were what, 4 or 5 years of age?
Yeah, I actually don't have a memory of like life before surfing. I've just always been immersed in the sea, just by the nature of my birth. You know, I was kind of born and raised in Rosnaula to pioneering surfing parents and my dad, Barry Britton, who's an amazing Irish artist as well. But we spent so much of our childhood and actually family holidays here in Inniscrone and Eiske, and camping out on the reef next to the surf breaks there with our whole family kind of jammed in the back of my dad's van. There's some of my earliest surfing memories, like listening for the sound of the sea, for the rise and roar of the waves that would indicate a new swell had arrived. And then that excitement when you pull back, slide back the van door, and there's these waves when I stick my head out of my sleeping bag to surf.
And as somebody who's such an advocate of surfing, how important is it to places like Enniscrone in terms of, you know, we heard Conor Skeen earlier saying that we can be sneaky, he said, I think, about surfers. But, you know, the tourism numbers that they bring, the economic activity they generate, surely has to be significant.
Well, it's changed massively since, you know, the days when my father and his brothers were kind of pioneering a lot of these surf breaks, and they were considered these, you know, mad Egypts. And even when I started, I was the only person in my school who did it, even though we've got the most premier surf breaks in Donegal Bay on our doorstep here in Inniscrone. And it's amazing to see the transformation where it's actually become the lifeblood of communities, coastal communities in so many places on the Western Seaboard, because the best time to surf is wintertime. The so-called off-season is prime season for surfing. And then you've got all the other businesses around it, like surf schools and the surf shops, and we need to eat and sleep somewhere. And, you know, and we do like hipster coffees now, and all kinds of people surf now, not just surf bums.
And was surfing always kind of year round in terms of, if you're a surfer, are you more likely to go in the cold winter than you are in the, and you said yourself there that the conditions are generally better in the winter.
Yeah, we're at a real advantage because of that, because the best time to surf is wintertime. We rely on those Atlantic storms that generate the swells. So we're probably one of the few people in Ireland to get really excited when the weather's bad.
Right. And tell me, Eiske, surfing has been really good to you. It's brought you around the world. You did work in Iran. You've, I presume you've been to Hawaii and some of these places. Tell us just about the opportunity that it's given you.
Well, it's been an amazing vehicle for me to go out and experience and explore the world from such a young age, and to be, you know, immersed in the natural environment. And I've traveled the world as a professional surfer for many years, but it's telling that I've come home, come full circle. I'm back here in Donegal Bay. It's where I call home, and it's one of the best places to live and be. And also putting a lot more, I suppose, cultivating work to restore our connection to these places and to nature and to water. And in just a few miles north of here, the nature restoration charity Home Tree have just acquired land along Eeski River to regenerate and restore, okay, which is also going to be a real bonus for communities here and for our well-being.
And finally, I know you're the proud mother of beautiful twins. Will they be surfers?
Already mad about water. If they could swim in a puddle, they would. So we'll see what happens this summer. But I think the most important thing is to encourage play and that wonder and curiosity that comes when we're in nature, rather than pushing them into anything.
Like any sport, you don't want to be the pushy parent.
No.
Absolutely. Good call. Let them make up their own minds. Well, listen, Eeski, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. Good luck with your new book, Ebb and Flow. Good luck with your career. And thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Bobby.
Right.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.